a funny revelation. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it a revelation because I think I understand. I think I understand now what is going on with certain media, or I should say, certain media figures. When I see stories or even interviews where people are talking about the media created Trump and that they are partially responsible for Trump's rise and that they gave Trump $2 billion worth of free advertising. Now, the revelation comes when I watch a Carl Bernstein and some other people like that, that talk about in the old days, there would have been a higher standard as to what you put on television. In the old days, television executives and journalists and newsroom honchos would have a higher standard, and they would basically vet the different candidates. So if Dan Rather or Ted Koppel were going to do a story or an interview with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump said something crazy or what they considered crazy, they would basically vet that in the sense of not put him on the air. They would not put him on the air. So there was a standard by which candidates had to fall into. So there was a bar. A candidate couldn't say this. A candidate couldn't say that. A candidate couldn't act like this. A candidate could. And if they did, if they fell out of that circle, the executive would not put that person on TV. But now, because of cable TV and all the different outlets as far as a message getting out to people, it's all about eyeballs. It's all about ratings. It's all about clicks. It's all about views. So in turn, the networks have to compete. Advertising dollars, so forth and so on. And whoever gets ratings, whoever gets eyeballs, is the person that, so to speak, wins. They're the person that gets on television. They're the person that gets a story written about them. And when I heard this from the Carl Bernsteins, and I heard this from other journalists, I sat there and went, wow. It's actually, it's actually sour grapes. These people are mad because they lost the power. And that's all it's about. It's about these old journalists. It's about these old reporters. It's about a system that they all controlled. And the fact that somebody went outside that system and succeeded because the American people, remember, this is all about the American people. This isn't about mind control. This isn't about some TV executive deciding what they will put on TV, what candidate they will put on TV. This is about the American people. That's what it's about, the American people. The 20,000 people that would show up at this rally, the 30,000 people that filled this stadium. It's about them. It's about them. It's what they wanted. It's about what these people wanted. And when you get right down to it, all these articles that are now coming out, the media created Donald Trump. The media didn't do a better job of vetting Donald Trump. The media let Donald Trump get away with his crazy statements. These people are upset that they lost the power. They're upset that they lost the power. Tonya, I was taken aback when I heard these old school journalists sitting there talking about what should have been done, what shouldn't have been done. I mean, you have people saying they should never have put Trump on TV. They should never have broadcasted any of those speeches. Back in our day, we would never have let this happen. We would never have let somebody like this on television. I'm like, wow, you're just upset because you lost power. And really, when you get right down to this whole election season, this whole cycle, it's about a small group of people. I mean, I don't like to sound, and I know this is going to be way too controversial. And if there was ever a chance of me being on a real network, this will give the proverbial nail in that coffin. But it's almost like the conspiracy theory of the Illuminati. I know. I can't believe I said it too. The Freemasons. Oh, I know. But it is. It is. We're not going to call it the Illuminati. We're not going to call it the Freemasons. But it is a collection of people going back 30, 40, 50, 60 years. the collection of people that have controlled everything in our lives. Everything. From the money, from the media, from government. It's a small group of people. And they've controlled every aspect of our lives. And I'm not saying they meet in a basement somewhere or some secret society. But for the people that are into the conspiracy, Illuminati, Freemason thing, this election cycle, what's happening now, is the closest you're ever going to get to trying to prove that theory. It really is. When you're hearing old school journalists talking about, well, back then, we would never have let XYZ happen. We would never have put this person on TV, or we would never have wrote a story about what he said here. We wouldn't have done it. And then you say, well, why is that? Why is that? Because ultimately, if you control the message, if you control what millions and millions and millions and millions of people are hearing or seeing, then you control, ultimately, the world. And if these people are exposed to certain messages, they might go a different way. They might react in a way that these people don't like. I mean, that's what they're saying. And in this cycle, because of where we are with technology, from the internet, with the Twitters and the Facebooks and the YouTubes and the 9,000 different channels of cable news and Hulu and Netflix and just you name it. People are competing for eyeballs, and it's much harder to control the message. It's much harder. Much harder to say, well, we don't want people to hear this message, because what if they like that message? What if they rise up and demand something that we don't want to give them? Have a network, or you have a internet channel or whatever, put something on the air or online or in a newspaper, and people read it, people see it, people buy it. That reverberates throughout that industry. That reverberates, rather it's television, rather it's news, print, you know, print media. When somebody puts somebody on a cover, or when somebody writes an article about somebody, or when somebody does something online and they go from 1,000 clicks to 10,000 clicks, they do more of that. So in the old days, when you listen to the journalists or you read an article in Politico and they say, you know, the media created. No. The people are the ones that created Trump. Because what the media actually did, because they understood that ultimately they couldn't keep Trump from the airwaves. They understood that. The minute a low-level channel or a third or fourth in the ratings network puts Trump on, does an interview, something is said that gets buzz, the ratings spike, the jump in interest, rather it's their social media site or the various ways that an entertainment conglomerate is able to track eyeballs. And the minute that happens, it's a domino effect. So the minute CNN or Fox or MSNBC or ABC or whoever has Trump on and the ratings or the views go through the roof, that reverberates, and then another network hears that, and then another network after that, and then eventually everybody competes and everybody puts Trump on, or whoever that person could be, or whoever that program is. That's why when there's something successful in the entertainment world, very shortly after, you see more of that either style of entertainment or delivery system. That's why there's Hulu and Netflix Google Play and Amazon Prime. And that's why after House of Cards, you have a Transparent. And it's all same thing. It's all the same thing. So the TV executive said, okay, we can't do what we used to do. We can't prevent this message because there's too many outlets. So we're going to be forced to put that person out there, that message out there. But here's what we'll do. We'll cover it. Rather it's a speech or an interview, we will expose what we think is crazy talk, dangerous talk, offensive talk, vulgar talk. And we will showcase it in a way that will make people see that it's pure evil. And then on top of that, we will shame those people for even thinking that they like it. But chances are it might be for no, because the American people don't like that type of thing. So, Chris Matthews, and this is the part that I, like I said, it trips me out that nobody ever says anything about this. So you would have Chris Matthews or Fox play a Trump speech. CNN, Wolf Blitzer, they play. We're standing by waiting for Donald Trump to speak. We're waiting for Donald Trump. So then Trump would get up there and speak, and he would say the things that he says. And then from that, I don't know, half-hour speech, they would then go into a studio that would have Essie Cupp, Anna Navarro, Kevin Madden, Van Jones, Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, Melissa Harry Paris, and then they would all proceed to say he's an idiot, he's a moron, he's a racist, he's a xenophobe, he's a bigot. All the people at his events are racist, are bigots, are xenophobes. And if you're thinking about going to his event, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a xenophobe. So the $2 billion in free advertising wasn't $2 billion of advertising showing little beautiful puppies with little children, and in the background is a parent smiling and getting teary-eyed along with the child, who then gets up, hugs their parent, thanks them for the puppy, and says they love them. And then in turn it says where to buy puppies, because it makes your kids warm and loving towards you and makes everybody cry. That's not what the $2 billion of free advertising was. I've said this before. It was $2 billion of free advertising that shows a woman smoking a cigarette and then revealing that she has to poop in a plastic bag because of the smoking gave her cancer of the colon. Or a guy that's cleaning out a hole in his throat. That was the free advertising. It wasn't puppies. So you basically had all of this media going after Trump, exposing Trump, commenting about his bigotry and his xenophobia and all of these things. And what happened was inevitable. What happened was inevitable. The American people didn't care. The millions and millions and millions of people didn't care by what Rachel Maddow said. I mean, I watched Rachel Maddow last night. Again, she's comparing Donald Trump to George Wallace. Again, she's doing everything in her power to tell people that Donald Trump is George Wallace, that Donald Trump is some type of fringe candidate. I mean, the Democrats are crapping themselves. The executives are crapping themselves because ultimately what they did backfired. They were so convinced that the American people from the East Coast to the West Coast were nothing more than cafe latte, Seattle's best. Coachella fans. And it didn't work out like that. So you had the old-time journalists saying, we would never have put Trump on TV. We would never, we pick what the American people watch. We pick what the American people read. We are the ones that control the message. We control society. And here we are, we're in 2016, and that group, which has some new leaders, some new blood in there, goes, well, we can't not put this person on because ultimately, people are going to start covering it when one of these channels puts a rally on or puts this person on. I mean, remember, Huffington Post refused to cover Trump in their political section. You all remember that. Arianna Huffington, fans of, he's a clown, he's a joke, he's an entertainer. So in turn, we're not going to give him a platform in our political section because he's not a real politician. And exactly what I said would happen to the networks or anybody else that didn't cover Trump. They eventually had to cover Trump because their competitors were covering Trump. And they realized that when they covered Trump, people clicked on it and people read the articles. So what they did, what their plan was exactly what CNN and MSNBC and even Fox did. They would put him on, but then bury him and tell everybody that watched or read the article that Trump is a scumbag. So what did Huffington Post do? All right, we're going to start covering him in our political section. We're going to start putting him on our front page. But at the end of the article, we're going to say Donald Trump is a racist, is a bigot, is a misogynist, is a xenophobe. He wants to ban 1.5 billion Muslims from this country. He's evil, he's horrible, and he's disgusting. And that's the same as MSNBC, $2 billion of free advertising which created Trump. Yeah, remember, it's a smoking commercial. It's Chris Matthews. We're awaiting Trump right now. All right, let's go to the Trump rally. Hello, everybody. It's Donald Trump. We got to build the wall. We got to... Cuts back to Chris Matthews. So, Joy Reid, tell me. What did we just see here? I got to tell you, Chris, he's a racist. And the people that like him are racist. It's Wolf Blitzer, we're back. We were just watching the Donald Trump rally. So tell me, I see. What did you see? What do you think? I got to tell you, Wolf, nobody in my party is going to vote for him. He's a horrible human being.
Anna, what do you think?
I got to tell you, Wolf. That is why when the field windows down, the people will vote for Macaulay. Okay, you understand. You've got to be drunk. You've got to be really drunk and taking pills to vote for Donald Trump. He's bad. He's evil. Look, he's bad.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Essie. Let's go back to the Trump speech right now. All right, we're back. Van Jones,
I got to tell you, Wolf. This man is psycho. This man, I can't believe what I'm watching. I can't believe an entertainer. I can't believe it. A reality star is running for president. This man is never going to get a vote. Anybody that votes for this man is a complete moron. They are a racist.
All right, Van Jones, thank you.
And what happened? The American people went, what are you guys talking about? What are you talking about? He sounds like me. He sounds like my friend. He sounds like people that I encounter every single day. He doesn't talk with this weird cadence. He doesn't answer a question with a half of an answer that could be an answer of two different questions asked. He actually sounds like somebody I would actually really have a beer with. Or in 2016, smoke a joint with. Or in Prince's case, take an opiate with. And that's what happened. That is what happened. Everything backfired on that group of people that control every aspect of our lives. It backfired on them. The old guard, the old group, can't control what is on television because back then you had three networks. You had basically five main newspapers that anybody gave a crap about. There was no internet. If something happened in Florida, someone in New York would never know about it unless the World News with Peter Jennings reported on it. So everybody in every single state lived in their own world. It wasn't a world. It wasn't a country. It was a Earth. It was Earth of its own. You lived in Ohio, you lived in Michigan, you lived in Texas. You only knew what was going on in that state. Unless Peter Jennings or Ted Koppel or someone like that told you what was going on in another state. So they controlled everything. ABC controlled everything. NBC controlled everything. The New York Times controlled everything. So the group of people that controlled these things decided what we saw and what we heard. And here we are in 2016. They couldn't do it. So they knew they couldn't do it. So what did they do? Let's put Trump on TV. We'll comment about everything he says. We'll tell the American people he's a scumbag. He's Satan. Because we can't not put him on. There's too many networks. There's too much meat. There's too many websites. The hell? People, listen, people become multimillionaires from YouTube. Okay? People become multimillionaires from YouTube. Justin Bieber is who he is because of YouTube. He would go on YouTube, sing songs. He got X amount of million views. Manager sees it, that does businesses, whatever, and makes him a star. So, collectively, they couldn't not put Trump on. Can't do that. He said, I'm running for president. There's going to be some interest. The minute he's on YouTube and somebody goes, hey, man, that speech he made got 3.7 million views. Holy cow. If we put him on TV, do you think we would do that? So they had to. And what happened? The American people decided that this is something they wanted. And this perfect little world that the old guard created and the new guard tried to contain didn't work. It was broke. It's gone. Over. And they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. And it's only going to keep evolving. It's only because the American people, listen, the majority of the American people are not what the Donna Brazil and all of these pundits, these political pundits, these so-called experts say the American people are.